Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 8 through 11, and 18 and 19. Jesus replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." The Ultimate Promise Maker. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Many, many years ago, long before Jesus was born, God made a promise to his people. He would send a Savior to rescue the world from sin. He made many very specific promises about where Jesus would be born, who his mother would be, and what would happen when Jesus died. He even made a promise about Jesus' clothes, and every single one of those promises came true. God kept them all. Did you know that God's promises are still coming true today? In Luke chapter 21, Jesus told his disciples that there would be wars, earthquakes, sicknesses, and times when people run out of food. If you watch the news, you can see that these things are happening. Just like Jesus said. Jesus also told his disciples that people would be mean and hurtful to people who believe in God. You might have seen that happen in your own life. As sad and scary as these things can be, they remind us that what Jesus promises will always happen. Jesus said that bad things would happen, and they do. They happen every day. But Jesus made an even more important promise. Anyone who believes in him will go to heaven when they die. And if Jesus' promises about wars and earthquakes have come true, then his promises of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life will certainly come true too. Jesus told his disciples not to be afraid when these scary things happen. Instead, he told them to trust God and stand firm. When bad things happen during this life, like when others make fun of us for believing in Jesus, or when someone we love gets sick, we can remember that we have a greater home waiting for us in heaven. In heaven, there will be nothing sad, scary, or sinful ever again. We will live with Jesus forever. You can stand firm on that fact, because you know that what Jesus promises has always come true, and that's not going to change. We pray to our promise keeper. Dear Jesus, help us not to be surprised by scary things that happen in our world. Give us confidence in the incredible promise you have won for us, eternity with you in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.